And then there was another time when, I must find this, my parents went down to the States for a weekend holiday, and they left us at home with my grandmother. And my father had the habit of when he got any American money, he would put it in a bag in the crawl space under the house where there were some rats. So he took out this money, and you know it's all eaten. So anyways, they go down to the States, you know, to this great big shopping mall, and my dad sits in the car, and my mother goes shopping, and she's spending this money. And what had happened, I guess, a few hours before, there had been a bank robbery, and they had used explosives to get into this vault. And, well, she's using this money, and it looks like it's from...
It's been blown up.
Yes, it looks up. So she's picked up for bank robbery. And they interrogated her for over 2 hours, and she's trying to tell them that. The rats got at the money, and, you know, they're not believing her.
Yeah, my husband keeps them in this crawl space under the house.
That's right. And finally, I guess they believed her, and they let her go. And so she goes to the car, and my father just killed himself laughing. He just thought it was so funny that my mother had been picked up for bank robbery. Yeah.
Not many of us can say we've been picked up for that.
No, no. So... And
so you have a note in there too about the Gay Prairie Mushroom Banquet.
Yes, every year there was the mushroom banquet at the Gay Prairie, and I remember my mother and I would go up to Upper Granville and Carisdale because you have to get a really nice dress. Mm. So we would go up there and we would find a really nice dress for mother and. You know, they would get all dressed up and they would go to the Gay Prairie.
So that was for like all the mushroom growers in the area?
Yes, all the mushroom growers.
And how many mushroom growers were there?
Oh.
Quite a few. Was it a big banquet?
Oh, yes, it was a big banquet. There was the Yonkers, the Levacks, my uncle Walter Peters, Nash, Wadsworth, Scott.
Oh, it was quite the thriving industry there.
Those were just a few. The ones
and were a lot of them in the same sort of area?
Burnaby,
but that sort of eastern. Well,
Levacks, Yonkers, Kester's. My parents were right in that area, and the Wadsworths and the Scots were someplace else in Burnaby. But there was a lot in Burnaby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know.
You don't see much of that anymore. I mean, it's hard to believe there was such a large mushroom industry in town at that time.
And there was like my dad even went to Philadelphia for a mushroom convention or something to learn about more mushroom growing in the 1950s.
Wow.
He flew there. Yeah, it was really a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, it was really big in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So, went there.
Interesting. Now, did you have some photographs maybe that we could take a little peek at?
Yeah. This was the front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been my brother's bedroom, my parents' bedroom, and that's the living room.
Yeah, it's a nice, sturdy looking, as you say, a little older house, but very well kept.
And of course, you never went to the front door. You always went to the back door.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And this one has snow on the roof.
Yes. Yeah, that was winter time.
I always hear stories from the people I speak with about more snow in the winters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was a lot of snow. My dad would use his tractor to, clear the snow. This is Mrs. Kester, who lived next door, and Mrs. Smallenberg, who lived down the street. So, and these are the mushroom houses. This is where my dad would have repaired the tractor.
Right. And not a lot of windows, I guess, in a mushroom house.
There were none.
They don't need windows
to
grow.
No, they don't. There was lights, you know, in it.
Oh, I see, grow lights.
Not grow lights, just light bulbs.
Oh, okay.
And then everybody had their own little light. You would move from bed to bed.
And that's for the people, so they can see around? Mushrooms don't need lights.
No, they grow in the dark.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a manure pile. My dad had two cement areas where he did his composting. We had this big compost shed open at both sides, and I don't know if you remember back in, I must have been about 16 or 17, we had a really, really bad windstorm here.
Oh yeah, Hurricane Freda?
Yeah. Well, this must have been about 40 feet wide and maybe 100 feet long. Well, the sides and the roof came down.
Hmm.
And my dad never rebuilt it, he just used the cement. But when I was a child, my dad used to get the hose out if he wasn't using that area, and he would freeze it for me so I could go ice skating.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's good. And this is the gradually parked our car.
Okay.
And this is the where the cooler was, great big walk-in cooler you would put your mushrooms. And we had crates to put your mushroom in. And each side probably held about 10 pounds, and you had your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the men would pick up the crates in the morning with your name on it and take them to the co-op, and then they would bring back the empty crates.
And you're shipping things in trucks?
Yeah, the truck would come. It was a cooler truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is one day, it was a Saturday afternoon, and a man came to the door telling us that this number one house was on fire.
Hmm.
My dad had just loaded it, it seems to me, and there was a boiler, and I think, I'm not sure if the boiler caught on fire or what. So the fire department came and put out the fire, and my mother made them coffee and sandwiches, you know, and so it was okay. My dad rebuilt and fixed everything. And then my dad put a float in for the peony parade one year for Money's Mushrooms. And he had some young ladies sit on the float. One of them was Nancy. She used to be our babysitter.
We can try describing the float. So there's big sort of panels with vertical stripes. And
there would be mushrooms. My mother...
Roof. Decorated with mushroom pictures.
Yes, and my mother probably would have drawn them because she was into art.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have probably drawn the mushrooms and helped my dad put it together.
And you think there was a truck underneath the float? So someone would.
It would be my dad driving it, and it he would have used one of his trucks that he takes out the mushroom manure in, you know. So they did that. And my mother, as the years went by, she decided that we ought to sell mush manure by the sack.
Hmm.
So they put an ad in the paper, and there would be, I still have the signs that they would come in and honk your horn, and somebody would come out.
Okay.
And then we had another garage at the back, and it would be stacked full of, manure in sacks, plastic sacks. And she would sell it to them. And if they brought back the plastic sacks, she would give them 5 cents.
Wow.
So we did that, and we sold mushrooms 60 cents a pound. People would come knocking at the door, and you would go out and weigh them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
I think you have a picture here of the Gay Paris mushroom banquet.
Yes, here. These are the ones from the Gay Paris. Yeah. This is my uncles, my uncle Walter, who grew mushrooms. He grew it over, can't remember, but it's over in North Burnaby, not Springer. It's not there anymore, but he, over in that area, he grew mushrooms.
Hmm.
Yeah.